Chapter 2. Inside the smoke-filled practice hall, student and master stood toe-to-toe in a fight to the death. Flames rolled like waves over the rafters high above, casting shadows across Ying's carved face. His black eyes burned hotter than the fire overhead. He popped his knuckles, one at a time. Grandmaster stood solid as an 80-year-old oak. "You know the real reason I've returned, don't you, old man?" Ying spat. "From the look in your eyes, I can tell," Grandmaster replied. "I hate you." "I know." Ying spread his arms wide like an eagle and began to circle Grandmaster. "Why did you raise me to be something I'm not?" he said. "I thought it was best," Grandmaster said in a calm tone. His head turned slowly, his eyes following Ying. "Best for who?" Ying snapped. "Best for me, I suppose," Grandmaster replied. "Kanzen needed an eagle. Perhaps I should have chosen something else, something less aggressive." "Then what should you have raised me to be?" Ying asked sarcastically. "A dog to follow you around and jump at your every command? You should have raised me as I was meant to be raised." Grandmaster shook his head. "No, that would have been disastrous. Of that I am certain." "You will pay for robbing me of my birthright," Ying said, "and you will pay for changing my name. Others shall pay, too. My vengeance will fall on every person whose life you touched with warmth and compassion, for that is my destiny."
"That is indeed your destiny," Grandmaster said, "but you have the power to change it."
"Never," Ying shouted. He stopped circling and stood behind Grandmaster. "After my man retrieves the dragon scrolls from your library, I will learn what I was born to learn, and when I close the final scroll, I will take with pride the name my father gave me, the name you tried to bury beneath the feathers of an eagle, arrogant fool."
"Do not follow in your father's footsteps," Grandmaster said. "I urge you to forge your own path. Your father was a sick man, only a sick man."